morning, church.
Good morning, Pastor.
Grace and peace from God our Creator and the Lord Jesus Christ. I am Joel Hubbard. I'm blessed to be the pastor here at Essex Center United Methodist Church. And welcome. If you are visiting with us by video, we are thrilled for your presence, and it's wonderful to be together in the house of the Lord. So obviously, one of the things that we're working on this morning is working on how we continue to care for one another in an ever-changing time when things, every day, we learn something new. Sometimes they are really positive things, and other times they're a little more disconcerting. So thank you all for your willingness to return to a masked state. I will endeavor to keep a good 6 feet between us whenever I'm speaking without it, and then move back into that experience. Wow, there's really an echo when I do that. when we're in closer proximity. We are going to have, I understand, unless I'm going to be corrected, and that could happen, that we will be having outside coffee hour after worship. Okay, I'm not seeing any, no, that's not going to happen. So, there will be an opportunity for us to spend a little more time in a safe and responsible way and be together. A couple of announcements that I want to make sure you're aware of. The Crafty Women will again be meeting on Tuesday at 1 o'clock downstairs in the Fellowship Hall. So if you ever desire to be crafty, I know that they would be glad to have you join them if you are able. And I know that a number of those folks have things to share. So you don't even have to know what you're going to be crafty about. You can just come and they will lead you into craftiness. On Tuesday night, we have a mission Zoom meeting at 7 o'clock. Right, Paula?
Right.
And if you would like to be a part of that, all you have to do, and you haven't already gotten the Zoom link, give the church office a call, reach out to us, and we'll make sure that we get that to you. Paula has set that, and the established people in the group are aware, but we want to make sure that everybody knows that you are welcome to join and be a part of the ways in which we advocate for God's people, our siblings. That's Tuesday at 7. And this Thursday, we've got yet another listening group. And should you not have been able to sign up for one yet, it's still not too late. And even if you're not sure, gee, I don't know that I can make it on Thursday at 6:30, but then it turns out you can, please show up, okay? More than glad we're going to be out at the Maple Street Park, which I have not been to yet, but I've heard wonderful things. And I look forward to seeing you there, just having some conversation, and an opportunity for me to hear from you about your hopes and dreams for the Essex Center ministry. And we've also got the WOW group has scheduled their next luncheon. So that's going to be on the 20th at 11:30. And Vicki is handling reservations. So make sure that you reach out to Vicki. And I imagine if you called into the church office too, Dawn would make sure that that gets over to her. Have I forgotten? Oh, I have forgotten something because I'm standing here with another clipboard. So this is for assistance, for ushers and just for ushers, for August and September. Thank you, Heidi. And then when it, you know, we'll loop it back around. Anything that I forgot to share? So, as we are trying to be as responsible as we can, and yet still be faithful to who we are, I encourage encourage you that in our passing of the peace, that we just be respectful of the different experiences that each one of us has. And if there's a need to maintain some, you know, give an elbow or give a wave rather than a hug, then please let us respect one another and be faithful so that health and wholeness might be encouraged within the body. So, as God leads you, would you stand as you're able and greet one another with signs of God's love and peace? Peace be with you.
How did you come in?
I snuck in the bathroom.
Oh, also with you.
I don't believe it. Hey, if you can do it, I should pull.
How are you doing? How are you doing?
Oh, it's so hard to get across. I wish we were closer to the corner so you could use the light. Right, right.
Bishop last night, and you know, this is one of those bishop things. Well, this is about as close as I'm ever going to get. So let's just take a moment, become settled in heart, mind, soul, and body. And let us come before the Lord in silent prayer. Thank you.
As you're able, would you stand for our call to worship? Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications.
If you, O Lord, should grant me increase, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, so that in me will you be feared.
I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in God's word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning.
O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is steadfast love and great power to redeem. It is the Lord who will redeem the covenant people from all his enemies.
Would you turn to number 451 in the blue hymnal? So each week we set aside time for our youngest disciples, and so, hey kids, I know you're out there. We miss you, but we totally understand we want you to be safe. So thanks for joining us this morning, and I'm mindful there, back when I I was a kid, there was a show called Romper Room. Right? Yeah. Right? Yeah. And at the end of Romper Room, there was this really cool thing that happened. And I forget what she used to call it, but I think it was Miss Sherry would always have this wonderful thing. She'd put up in front of her face and say, "I see," and call out the names. And it was so cool because I really felt like she saw me. Because there was one day when she called my name. So I know that out there, there's I know there's a Page, and there's an Everett, and there's a Hannah, and there's a Cole, and there's all kinds of awesome people out there. And so thank you for being here. We remember you, and there's going to come a time we're going to get together, and we're going to have a great time. Well, we're having a great time now, just a different time. So this morning, one of the things that Jesus says in our Bible story is that I am the bread of life. And that's kind of cool. We can kind of relate to that because bread is something that in some form or another we all share. And it takes different forms for some of us in a way that's healthy for our bodies to grow. But I got to thinking this week, so the Olympics have been happening, right? And the Olympics have been happening in what country?
Japan.
In Japan. And in what particular city in Japan?
Tokyo.
In Tokyo, Japan. Now Jesus was born in Bethlehem, which is on the west bank in Palestine. And there, kind of like us, bread's a big deal. It's kind of like a baseline food. It's an important food for everybody. But in Tokyo, in Japan, that's not the case, right? And if Jesus was born in Tokyo and not in Bethlehem, what would he say? Probably wouldn't say, "I'm the bread of life," right? He would probably say, "I'm the rice of life," right? If he said the bread of life, people would be like, "What?" But rice is the staple, the base, it's that food that sustains people in Japan. And what about Kenya? Kenya's in a different continent too, right? So if Japan is in Asia and the United States is in North America, Kenya would be in Africa. And so there, Jesus probably wouldn't say, "I'm the rice of life," or "I'm the bread of life," but there Jesus might say, "I'm the maize of life." Right, June? Right? "I'm the corn of life."
I'm corny? You're corny.
Sometimes. Indeed. Which is not a bad thing. And so I wanted us to get to thinking about this because one of the things that is very true about Jesus, and one of the things that Jesus wants all of us to claim, is that God's love is for everybody. And we need to share God's love with everybody. And one of the things that I really appreciate about Jesus is how hard Jesus works to make God's love emerge, like being in our midst, that we can understand it in experiences and languages. So one of the things that I know is that each of us each of us has a special gift that we can bring to God's people. And this week, with the people that you're with, that you're around, that you love, there's something that you can give. Just like Jesus says to us, love, the love of God is in you, and I want to bring that to you, to be that bread of life. There's things that you can do in your family, and in your pod, in your cluster, amongst your friends, that you can bring too. It might be giving them a phone call. It might be, where appropriate, giving them a hug. It might be writing them a little card or coloring them a picture. It might be saying a prayer for them and remembering them before God. But each of you has a special gift, just as Jesus gives to us. He calls us to give to each other. Thank you. And just, I'm gonna ask Grace to come back up. Mm-hmm. We got the song. And I'm not doing that call and response thing. I can respond, but not the call. So we've got, you have no idea. So I want you to sing along with all of us here.
We're not going to sing. Oh,
We're going to rhyme. We're going to rhyme.
Yeah, and I don't have it memorized. So we're going to rhyme. And what we're going to do is I will say a line. I want you to repeat after me. So all of you do the same thing, please. I'm going to do some American Sign Language along with what we're doing. But I need you to keep a steady beat. All right? Keep a steady beat by patching on your legs like this. How else? Your shoulders like this. Mm-hmm. That's right. If you want to snap, you can snap. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to move your head, you can move like this. Whatever works for you. Here we go. I'm going to do this. So here I go. God is great and God is good.
God is great and God is good. And we thank God for our food.
When we drink juice or eat some bread.
We think about what Jesus said.
First I give this all to you.
So you can share with others too.
Share the bread with all around.
And share the juice till joy is found.
Amen. Thank you.
We'll see you next week. Peace.
Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to Christ.
In response, as you're able, would you stand and let us sing together number 98. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
gospel reading continues. We pick up in chapter 6 at verse number 41. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then the leaders, they began to complain because Jesus had said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they were saying, "Isn't this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? We know his mother, we know his father. How can he now say, 'I've come down from heaven'?" And Jesus answered, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It's written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He alone has seen. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. They died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that no one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. That bread and the bread that I will give is for the life of the world and is my flesh." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, Lord. You are our rock and you are our redeemer. It's not the easiest thing to sing behind the mask, is it? I'd like for you to think back, and in your mind, picture one of the best times in your life. A time of great joy, a time of wonder. Think back to one of those good old days. Can you see it? Can you hear the voices of those who were there with you? Maybe it was, there was a sound that was particularly meaningful. Or a smell, or a taste. All of us have good old days. I had the opportunity to visit with my aunt, and as is typical, you know, I was born on her 15th birthday, right? Which I always thought was special. And, you know, as a teenager, I'm sure she thought, really? A day before, a day after, you couldn't, you know, wait or... But that's always been a really cool thing for me and a bond that I've carried with me my whole life. And crazy enough, Aunt Denny retired and moved to Burlington. Yeah. So it was really cool when I was appointed. I called her up and I said, "Hey, we're going to be neighbors," and we were blessed, and she was able to come over to the house this past week. And as is often the case, right, with somebody you've known all your life, at some point you begin to tell those stories, right? And some of those stories are like really cool. And some of those stories are just a little embarrassing, right? Some of those stories are a little tearful. But for me, it was such a wonderful experience to speak them aloud again. To remember my grandparents in life, her mom and dad. And, you know, it started out with all of the really cool stories. You know, the things that were awesome on the farm. In fact, we got into it because we were on the back porch at the parsonage and there was a lightning bug. She made mention of it. And I just quit because my grandparents' farm in Virginia, every summer there were thousands. It felt, as a kid, it felt like millions. It was a wonderland, right? When all those lightning bugs would just begin to fire off. The good old days. We all have them. And that's part of how I understand this gospel story with Jesus. In the midst of trying to connect to the people and to bring an awareness that God cares, uses that image of bread. I am the bread of life. And the Gospel of John is very particular because it doesn't just happen once. He doesn't just say, I am the bread of life. You remember there in the way that the writer of John's Gospel puts it, there's a bunch of other statements where Jesus says, I am, right? Anybody remember another I am statement of Jesus? Light of the world. The way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. Okay, so don't play charades with me, all right? That's fine. I am the good shepherd. I am the gate. I am the resurrection and the life. The gospel writer of John is very intentional about putting that phrase in Jesus' own mouth. Now, for us, that's, when I was taking psychology classes, that was something that was really stressed, right? In good communication. Particularly when you're wanting to develop a sense of intimacy with someone, to speak about yourself in the first person, right? To use the I am, I feel, I experience, and not to foist it onto somebody else. But I think it's important for us to remember that that was not what the experience necessarily that the community of faith heard when Jesus started saying these things. Because Jesus, in the context of Judaism, that phrase, I am, has another reference and meaning, doesn't it? That's part of the understanding and recognition of the holy name for God. When Moses encounters God on the mountain and says, in that time of his calling, and God says, you will go and you will be the one to deliver my people out of bondage. And he says, well, who am I to say sent me? What does he say? What does God say? What does she say back to Moses? I am who I am, and I will be who I will be. You tell them I am sent you. within the context of this family of faith, that is a name that no human being should ever express. It is the unspeakable name of God. In writing, it's written out, as is all Hebrew, but in consonants only. And even in our day and time, traditional Jewish expressions, you will see G/D out of reverence and respect and awe. For indeed, as the Lord God has said, no one can see God and live. Even in our English translations of Hebrew scripture that we talk of and we speak of and we read of within the Christian community, have you ever noticed in your Bibles that particularly, say in the book of Genesis, but throughout scripture and even into the New Testament, there are times when the word Lord is capitalized but in different sizes? Right? Do you know what that's about? That's because at that place in the text, that's the unspeakable name. It's to give us a reference point to say, this is where the one divine God is being named. Claim that. Experience that. Why did I tell you that? Do you ever go down those rabbit holes?
Every day.
Every day. So, my point here is that Jesus utilizes that unspeakable reference about himself. That's a radical, in our context, Staff Parish Relations Committee would be calling a meeting immediately after worship. We got to talk about this. This is an outrageous claim. Sometimes I think we forget in our 21st century faith war just how much of a troublemaker Jesus is. But he's not just trying to create an issue, because the point that one of the things that I think he's trying to make here is that I'm involved in your life now. But God's intention is not just to be the God of the past, to not just be the God in the good old day of your memory. And I think the writer even draws that a little bit more out by referencing Moses and manna, right? I mean, when we think back, the stories of how God delivered the people from bondage in Egypt, I mean, that's what an incredible miracle story, right? What an incredible act of power and strength. Deliverance and hope. And what was one of the first things that the newly freed slaves did when they got on the other side of the sea? When they were free of their bondage, when Pharaoh's army couldn't touch them, when they were about ready to walk towards the promised land that God would lead them into, what was one of the first things that they did? They complained. Because they didn't have enough food. They were hungry. Yeah, okay, Moses, yeah, we're out. That's awesome. That's great. You delivered us. That's fabulous. Now, you brought us out into the desert to starve to death. you know, for those of us of an age that grew up hearing the King James expression, remember? The complaint was, they longed for the flesh pots of Egypt. Right? The devil we know, Pharaoh, as opposed to the devil we don't know, what's about to come. This experience of being led in the moment. Let's just pause a minute. There, for those who may not be able to hear, there's some sirens, fire trucks, and rescue first responders are heading out. So let's just pause for a moment of prayer. For those who are in need of this care and assistance, Lord, we pray for your providence and protection. And also for those who are answering that call to care for our siblings in their time of need. Hold each in the palm of your hand. In Jesus' name. What I hear in this story is Jesus again trying to share with us that the moment in which we are in is a divine gift. That this is, in fact, to quote Carly Simon, these are the good old days. Our memories of those days, it's wonderful to remember the providence and the love and the experience and to claim those things. But the reality is, this is the day which the Lord has made and in which we are called to rejoice and be glad in it. That Jesus comes into our midst to be the bread for this day. Give us this day our daily bread. That's part of that prayer. For most of us in here, having bread on our table, having some nourishment in our daily nourishment in our household is not the major issue. But what about the daily bread that we need of Jesus? That we invite Jesus to be a part of this day. Not just the days that have gone by, and not just the days that are coming, but this day. I am the bread of life. I need that daily bread right now to call it to mind so that I can, in fact, rejoice in what, where I am being led and how I am living. It's the way in which we can actively care for one another God's world, to see what it is in this moment, to be a disciple, to be a follower, how this day can be the same kind of day as on that first morning when God sent manna and there was a miracle. On that day, when God had water come out of the rock to slake their thirst. On that day, when Jesus offered himself on our behalf, not just in sacrifice, but in example and in wonder, in love and in hope, in trust. What gift can we offer this day? Just as Jesus feeds us, what gift can each of us offer this day to touch someone else that this would be their good old day? Most holy, loving God, you have never given up on humankind. And this morning, Lord, we pray that you would not give up on any of us. But that we might be with you and invite you within us. That we might in every way be present and alive. Give us this day our daily bread. And in turn, may we be bread for our siblings and the world. Amen. Our hymn of response and invitation, number 374. Would you stand as you're able? Let's join together. And in concerns, What do you have to lift up to God in prayer? What do we need to share with one another this morning? Yes, ma'am.
I have a question about the
things
for healing for my eye, or things for a very good surgery for Josiah, and a good outcome to come for him.
Amen. Amen. We rejoice with you, Catherine, in both of those things. Continued healing for your eye, and praise God for successful surgery for Josiah and for his continued recovery. Someone else? Yes, ma'am.
Prayers for my brother Warren, who faces hernia surgery on Thursday. Pray that it's successful.
Amen. And his name, your brother's name again is?
Warren.
Yes, ma'am. For cardiac surgery this Friday.
Cornea
surgery. I'm sorry, this is a challenge, and I appreciate it. Thank you for your patience. Warren and cornea surgery this Friday. Amen.
Thursday.
Warren, cornea surgery Thursday.
Correct.
Got it. Thank you. Other things. Yes, ma'am.
Prayer for Walter, who is 95 and has made it very clear he would like to die and is clinging to life beyond all expectations.
Mm-hmm. Prayers for Walter and a peaceful and assuring transition from this life to the next. Amen. Thank you, Doctor. In that as well, particularly ask you prayers again for our sister Donna. The medical staff indicated to me, and her mom and dad indicated to me, that we're looking at a matter of days, less than 72 hours. She is comfortable. She is surrounded by love all the time. But this is a loss for us. And her parents especially need our support and our care. So, Donna and her family, for sure. Other things. If you're hesitant to lift something aloud, and you want it to be a part of our praying for the course of the week, and our bulletin for next week, you can write it down and put it in an offering plate, and we'll make sure that that gets included in our prayer. Let's take time now and share the things of our hearts, the concerns in our world, and let us be in prayer together before God. Most holy and loving God, you are ever more ready to hear even than we are to pray. And when we don't know what to speak, your Holy Spirit intercedes, cries, and sighs of our heart. come before you asking for your protection, your healing, your love. To touch those who are most in need. People and families of whose homes are being ravaged by wildfire in the West. Those who are victims of drought and flood. Victims of gun violence, war, abuse, and oppression. We remember our brothers and sisters, Lord God. We remember our siblings who are without adequate food, shelter, clothing. For those who seek refuge and sanctuary. We pray, Lord God, for Donna, Betty, and Walter. We pray, Lord God, that they would know and feel your presence this morning. Know the embrace and the love, and that they might rest in that. For Warren and Josiah, for Catherine and Walter, for each of those whom we name in our hearts before you. All this and so much more, Lord, we lift up in the name of Jesus, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Mother and Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever. Amen. Thank you to everyone who has continued to be faithful and to send in your tithe or offering. For those who have dropped it off here at the church. And there are plates available at each of the exits if you have brought something with you this morning. These are the ways, one of the ways, that we are able to pool our resources and have an impact and make a difference. Would you stand for our benediction? He said, I am the bread of life. And he empowered us to be bread for the world. May you know the sustaining nourishment of God's love in Jesus today. And may you find a means to be that to someone this day, this week. Go in grace, go in love, go in peace. Amen.
Thank you.